101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Despite growing international alarm, Israel has continued pounding Hamas targets. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says Israel has carried out over 10,000 airstrikes since October 7th.
Israel expanding its assault on Gaza. For the first time, confirming its ground forces are now operating in every area of the Strip, including the south. Massive missile strikes as Hamas fired rockets into southern Israel. The Israeli military claiming it hit hundreds of terror targets in northern and southern Gaza this weekend.
The resumption of fighting sparking renewed concern of a wider conflict. There was an attack on three commercial ships in the Red Sea Sunday. The Supreme Court hearing arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Purdue would be exempt from civil lawsuits over the toll opioids have taken on the American public. This is ABC News. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted for killing George Floyd in 2020, is now out of the hospital. A fellow prison inmate stabbed Chauvin more than 20 times last month. Chauvin is now receiving follow-up care behind bars. Beyonce's new movie coming out on top this movie weekend, notoriously slow for box office business. ABC's Mark Remillard.
This is my reward.
Beyonce's concert pick, Renaissance, opening at first in the box office with $21 million in North American ticket sales, according to estimates from AMC Theaters. It's the first time a film has opened for over $20 million on this weekend in 20 years.
And the band Kiss wrapping up their final live concert this weekend, leaving the stage at New York's Madison Square Garden only to be replaced by digital avatars. The company behind the technology says it will allow Kiss to rock and roll not just all night, but forever. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial chicken farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agricultural officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
We're in ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Mom and Pop and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
It's a fantastic time with all the winning at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Take home thousands in cash and prizes on the Northwood's hottest slot machines and table games. Dine deliciously with all-you-can-eat buffets and enjoy your favorite refreshments in our lounges. And bring your friends for a night of entertainment you won't forget. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with 2 touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove, you know, taking the momentum and everything that we've been building up these past couple of weeks and rolling with it, and it's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be at, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Winning some of those games, losing some of those games, and be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
In the NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Campaign on what to expect tomorrow night.
Man, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, but we're going to come ready to play.
That's the Bucks campaign. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's menu for Price County Senior Dining for Tuesday, the 5th of December. Tomorrow, they're serving up barbecue chicken. They've got mashed potatoes and gravy and sliced carrots and grape salad tomorrow. Price County Senior Dining. Call them. More information or to order your meal, 715-339-2158. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Hey, folks, get ready for a deal of a lifetime. Heckman Real Estate is hosting a home auction right now. Picture this, a charming two-bedroom home on 0.72 acres in Winter, Wisconsin, just an eighth mile from the gas station on County W and Highway 70 at 5226 North Main Street. This gem offers 800 square feet of comfort and tradition, featuring hardwood floors, a newer metal roof, furnace, water heater, and wood backup furnace. Plus, it comes with an attached garage and storage shed. Bid online until Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Opening bid, just $30,000, no contingencies. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for a preview date. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of MasterForce outdoor power equipment. The MasterForce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with a MasterForce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 90AQ Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for a high near 35. Winds will be out the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday for a high near 34 and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy, with a high near 34, and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44, with mostly sunny skies, and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a VMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. First ice is a great time to be fishing. And when you're out there, you want to be extra safe. I'll give you a few tips on how you can be even safer on that first ice. But first.
Get the gift of savings Friday through Sunday, in-store only during Fleet Fest at Fleet Farm. Get a $10 gift card when you buy $50 in toys for the kids. Take an extra 20% off all varieties of wild bird food. And save $10 instantly on any $75 purchase for a limited time only with our seasonal savings coupon. Shop in-store this Friday through Sunday for even more Fleet Fest deals at Fleet Farm, where we have everything you need for everyone on your list.
If you're going to go out when the ice is thin during that first ice fishing period, you're going to want to have a few things. One is a flotation suit. If the ice is thin and you go through, you're going to want to be able to float. And a flotation suit is very warm. These things are comfortable, and they'll keep you up on top of that water so you can get out. Now, a pair of ice spikes is going to help you, but if you don't have some upper body strength and you're in a wet suit, you're going to have a hard time pulling yourself out of the ice. The flotation suit is going to help you a lot, but you're still going to probably have some difficulty if you don't have that upper body strength. So another thing you should have with you is a friend. I never go out on first ice without a friend along that has a long piece of rope. Now, if you go down through some broken ice and you're floating there on the surface, your friend can throw you that rope and pull you out and drag you across the ice to some thicker ice. And then you can safely get to a place that you won't go through. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Change in my mind. Crazy.
10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like you know it's cold.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. I was so on fire for you, it hurts. I hell. A thousand cigarettes can burn out. Just watching rivers run down the side of my body, almost like it's crying my tears. Had the world on a string, and then I lost everything, and that's how I wound up here. Watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. There's nothing left but bending glasses now. It's all flashes now.
Whether you're a Packer fan or you were a Viking fan watching with interest or whatever, it was a fun game, but it was just exhausting, wasn't it? Because during the entire game, the Packers led. You kept thinking, Mahomes is going to come back. Mahomes is going to do it. When's he going to do it? The entire game. And until there were zeros on the clock and that very last Hail Mary fell to the ground. And even then, you were waiting like 10 seconds, weren't you, to see if there was a flag? No flag, please. Even the fans, you could kind of sense the stadium was just kind of like, I think we're going to win. Please don't throw a flag. And then like 10 seconds, like, yes. It was quite a game. Quite a game at Lambeau. Chris Collinsworth, he's good. He's very good at what he does. And I thought he did a great job of covering both teams equally. They had to have the one, of course, just shot of Taylor Swift. She's there, so you got to do that. Did they have a shot of Simone Bowles, the Olympic gymnast who's dating one of the Packer players? I didn't see that they did that, but I drifted away from the TV a little bit. But they had the Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift flew from Europe all the way over to Lambeau Field to be with her guy Travis Kelce. And you know, I haven't watched a lot of Chiefs games, but I was pretty impressed that the Chiefs, and this is kind of Andy Reid's mojo, Andy Reid's mojo. The players for Kansas City weren't like jumping up and down complaining about lack of calls, and they handled it kind of like this is a 17-game season. We've been here before. We know we're going to get some calls. We know we're not going to get some calls. And that's kind of the way Andy Reid runs his ship, is that the players just kind of roll with it. They're not out whining and complaining like some. There's some teams that every time there's a call, the receivers are jumping up and down. And pretty classy group there. Not a surprise to those who knew Andy Reid when he was an assistant coach with the Packers that he would run the outfit that way. I think the Chiefs are going to be all right. I think the Chiefs have a pretty good shot at being in the Super Bowl again. They're going to be okay. They had a lot of injuries during the game yesterday. The Packers hope to get Aaron Jones back and have him as a threat. But that Dylan, he's fun to watch, though, isn't he? With the new rules in the NFL where you can basically, use the rugby thing and just as long as the runner with the ball is still moving forward and not backwards, they're not blowing the whistle anymore. Because I think the NFL has pretty much determined that they're cracking down on so many hits and trying to limit injuries to the head and stuff like that, that the one place that most players aren't going to get hurt is when they're all standing up and just pushing each other, just pushing each other one way or the other. And some of those plays went for an additional 5, 7, 8 yards in the old rugby scrum. I think that's going to stay. The tush push or the love shove, that's going to be modified, I think. I think they're going to do something. And the old rules of football used to be is you could not aid the runner from behind. You could not push the runner from behind, and they changed that. And I think they may go back to that, or at least change the fact that you can't, like, grab the quarterback and, like, carry him over the line, which is basically what they do. They snap the ball, and Philadelphia is good at this. They snap the ball to the quarterback, and then the big tight end or the fullback behind him basically wraps his arms around the waist of the quarterback and just, shoves and just pushes him right through. We may see that come to an end, although, I don't know, I don't have a problem with it. You want to line up like that, defenses, figure out a way to stop it. We'll get to our birthdays. If you have a local birthday or anniversary, 715-762-3221. We'll get to our celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israeli military announcing that it has expanded its ground operations into all parts of Gaza, including the south.
Israeli missiles striking a residential building in the south this weekend. In video circulating online, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians moving to the south, seeking safety there. Israeli officials promising maximum effort to safeguard the civilian population. UNICEF saying nowhere is safe in Gaza, and there are so many young victims.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv. Three commercial ships coming under attack in the Red Sea. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claiming responsibility. No injuries, but the cargo ships were damaged. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether the bankruptcy deal for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma should be allowed to shield its owners from liability following a nationwide settlement with hundreds of thousands of victims of the opioid epidemic. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hasselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hasselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118. What's been working for him?
Understanding where I need to go with the ball. But they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They use the clock. They're letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they're getting first down.
The Packers play the Giants next on Monday night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Hawks 132-121. They take on the Knicks tomorrow night. Cam Payne on shooting a season-high 18 points.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support, man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
That's the Bucks' Cam Payne. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Birthdays today. Happy birthday wish locally to Kathy Steiner. She is turning the big 7-0 today. Your daughter wants to wish you a very happy birthday, Kathy. Hope you have a terrific day. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. That'll happen on Friday morning. If you're celebrating on this fourth day of December, you share your day with country singer Jason DeFord. You know who that is? What do you think that is? Jelly. Yeah, Jelly Roll. His real name is Jason DeFord. The country rock and hip-hop artist won 3 CMT awards for his song called Son of a Sinner after scoring rock radio hits a couple years ago with Dead Man Walking and Need a Favor. Jelly Roll is 39 today. Tyra Banks, the actress, the model, the TV host, is 50 today. Jay-Z, the rapper, fashion mogul and businessman, recording label executive. He is married to Beyonce, and he's 54, is Sean Carter. His real name, Jay-Z. Fred Armisen, the Emmy-nominated actor, comedian, writer from Portland and Saturday Night Live. He was the drummer in a punk rock band also in his early days. 57 for Fred Armisen today. Marissa Tomei, the New Yorker. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 1993 for My Cousin Vinny and was nominated again for The Bedroom in 2002, but for those of you who are Seinfeld fans, of course, you always think of Seinfeld and George's crush on Marissa Tomei. 59 for Marissa Tomei. Brian Prout, the Diamond Rio drummer, is 68 today. Gary Rossington, the Leonard Skinner and ex-Rossington Collins Band guitarist, born on this day, 1951. He passed back in March of this year. Jeff Bridges, the son of Lloyd Bridges and brother of Bo Bridges, won his first Oscar for Crazy Heart in 2010. It was the fifth of his 7 nominations for many that he's been in. Jeff Bridges is 74 today. Chris Hillman, the solo ex-Desert Rose Band singer, guitarist, he is 81 today. Who else here? Max Baer Jr., the actor who played Jethro Bodine on the Beverly Hillbillies. Jethro Bodine is 86 today. And Francisco Franco, the Spanish dictator. Francisco Franco, born on this day, 1892, passed back in 1975.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years.
Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for a high near 35. Winds will be out of the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday for a high near 34 and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 20 miles an hour gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 28 degrees.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay. Think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, just tell me yes and take my.
I run from prejudice, I run from pessimism.
so I.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
DeFord, or Jelly Roll. He's a birthday boy today. He's 39. That's a pretty good song he did with Lainey Wilson. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's 8:48. It's 12 before 9. Some amazing, interesting facts for you today is you may be spending some additional time in the kitchen here over the holiday season. So I'm going to give you some things that you may not have in your kitchen that maybe you should have in your kitchen to make life better. Number one is baby powder. Most parents, of course, have moved away from the baby powder with the talcum and all that stuff. But they say that if you put, you can use baby powder to deter ants in your kitchen. Yeah, by putting some baby powder on your hands also before before you put on some of those, you know, those gloves, you know, if you're doing some cleaning in the kitchen, stuff like that, it'll help to slip on there a little bit quicker. You can sprinkle some baby powder. It causes ants already inside your house to lose their scent trail and prevents the ones trying to get in from doing so. So baby powder, put it out there. How about a pool noodle? You know the noodles you use in the swimming pool? Why would you have one of those in your kitchen? Yeah, you might have trouble fitting them in a drawer, of course. You put them in the pantry, possibly. But a pool noodle has a surprising number of household uses. This comes down to the construction, which is to say that they are useful for the same reason that they are fun in a swimming pool. They are made of polyethylene, a closed cell foam that makes them impenetrable to water. Need to fill a bucket, but don't want to lift the bucket into the sink? Have the noodle. It's got a little tunnel there in the middle. Slip a noodle over the faucet, and there you go. It's a makeshift hose. Are you tired of a cabinet or a pantry door making a loud noise and or nicking your fingers when it closes? Cut a pool noodle to size, split it down the middle, and you can put it on the noisy doors in question to both silence it and make it slam-proof, they say. I've got a few more I'll share later on, things you should have in your kitchen. Baby powder and swimming noodles. Hope you got a big pantry.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Holiday preppers unite. A season full of merry starts now at JCPenney. With your fave home brands all in one place, it's easy to find your hosting groove. Like the tablescape that's worth the toast and the home that brings everyone together. Feed the chef with upgrades from Cook's, Cuisinart, and Martha Stewart. Cozy up the guest suites with Home Expressions, Linden Street, and Liz Claiborne. And matching family PJs make holiday cards a cinch. Check off your list early and sweeten the deals even more. Make your holidays count. JCPenney.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today, a high near 35, winds will be out of the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday with a high near 34 and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 20 miles an hour gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Difference wouldn't make. We don't curse and we don't care enough to even
talk about the weather, if we talk at